Entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for public hearing on proposed ordinances to amend chapter 115. There are three that are going to be discussed today. Mr. Lank will make a brief presentation to explain the ordinances. After that time, there will be an opportunity for the council to question Mr. Lank to make sure that they have a complete understanding of the proposed ordinances. After that, I will open up the floor to public comments. If you do want to comment, please come forward to the speaker's podium, give us your full name and address, and then make your comments. After that, the public hearing will be closed on the matter, and the council may take actions on the matter before it.
Yeah, I got a comment.
The first is, and we will act on each one individually. The first one is an ordinance to amend chapter 115, section 115-174 of the Code of Sussex County to define when construction or use is substantially underway or abandoned for the purpose of determining the period of validity for a conditional use. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this ordinance amendment on May 31st of 2012. The ordinance was summarized before the commission. The ordinance sets a clear definition for determining whether construction or use is substantially underway with respect to a conditional use. The ordinance does not affect the three-year term as extended by ordinance number 2208, only how to clarify and apply those time periods to a particular conditional use permit. The commission was also advised that there is a spelling on the word internal. It was misspelled, to be corrected if you so adopt this ordinance. There are no parties present in support of the ordinance or in opposition to the ordinance. At the conclusion of the public hearing, there was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved with the spelling correction of internal, and that motion carried 5-0. We'll add that, just for reference to the council, the ordinance wasn't real clear about what substantially underway meant on a conditional use, so it needed to be clarified. And so the intent is to add a couple sentences to the ordinance as it exists to state that construction shall be deemed to be substantially underway if the right-of-way has been cleared, the roadway, internal streets, and or parking areas have been rough graded, the drainage system and or stormwater management facilities have been rough graded, and erosion and sediment control measures are in place and being actively maintained. In a case where no new construction is required to implement the approved use, the use shall be deemed substantially underway if the activity permitted by the approved conditional use is actively underway. And abandonment shall mean that the subject parcel remains idle or unused, or that no construction activity is actively underway for a continuous period of 2 years, whether or not equipment or fixtures are removed. Most of that relates to more mobile home communities, parks. A lot of our conditional uses are buildings that already exist and are just converting them to another use, so then all they have to do is make the parking lot improvements, the buffering, et cetera, that's required on the site plan.
But they also have to be in operation. For instance, if it's an auto body shop, even though the building's there and everything, but if there's no auto body work going on for 2 years,
then it's 2 years void.
Okay, so
and that comes out to be the same as a non-conforming use
of pre-existing zoning. So today, if somebody comes in and gets an approval for a conditional use,
right,
they've got 3 years.
3 years to
start
something.
To get substantially underway. Right. And then, if the end of 3 years, if they haven't got substantially underway, do they still get another 2 years?
No, it could be void if they haven't gotten substantially underway.
Could be.
So with the 2 years,
it would be different on it.
Okay, abandonment means something that got started, then quit.
Right.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Some.
I know. I'm just trying to get a clarification that it's not a. It looked like for a minute that they would have 5 years from approval till when they really deemed to be.
Well, let me use an example. We have a couple that have come before council that were in violation when they came in.
Right.
And one of those applicants came to me and said, well, I've got 3 years to get substantial underway. I said, no, you don't. You've got to do it now because you're still in violation until you meet the criteria listed by the council and correcting the violation. Okay. So they understood that. Now they've corrected it or in the process.
Does that need to be, like with that scenario you just said, should that be in some kind of code where?
Basically there. We looked at that when
okay.
It was so I think we're covered now.
Before
we had nothing. Now we have something.
Oh, no, I know. We don't have any definitions. So this gives us some good definition. And every you're comfortable with these definitions because
yes,
there's no gray area or not much gray?
This, for the first time, really specifies what substantial completion is because this question comes up oftentimes. And this now gives something for the office to look at, and it's objective criteria they can determine.
How about this one, these three words? How would we, or is everybody going to be able to determine that it's when it's being actively maintained? Do we know what that means? Because when you list all these things, rough graded drainage, et cetera, stormwater erosion, sediment control, and being actively maintained, I've seen people put them in. And I got one right, I ride by every day. And the big mound of dirt's there. The roads have been rough cut. Everything. And there it has been like that for 8 years.
It's going away.
I know, he's got an application.
You have a new application.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean anything. What if
something
it,
different.
Yeah, but if that gets denied.
Yeah, then.
But there's an example of not being actively maintained. Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Lawrence. How will the county determine, are we going to go around and follow up, or are we going to wait for a complaint-driven type of enforcement on this ordinance? That's a question I'd have, because this is something that probably shouldn't be.
You got an extra copy, Lawrence? I don't got a copy.
Of that ordinance?
They're in the back here. They're right here.
It doesn't look like mine.
Send Sam a message.
Here's one.
Here, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Here, Mike.
We're good.
I got the others, but I didn't get that.
You know what I'm trying to say? Actively maintained.
In the case where it's located, in general, that's located in the area, we would have to contact the conservation district to make sure they consider that as being actively maintained, because they have criteria also. And it's right at this, that's referencing stormwater management and erosion sediment control.
But if the guy just went in and maybe did something like scrape a street, would that all of a sudden bring them back into compliance or something? I mean, should there be, my question is, should there be more of a clarification effort of what is actively maintained?
Maintain what now?
These things. The construction shall be deemed substantially underway if the right-of-way has been cleared.
This, what page are you on, George?
All that. We're on the first page of that first order.
The big, the long page, Sam.
Where he's got an underline, Sam.
Right there, about halfway down, starting there. Hopefully it's underlined.
And he's looking at the ordinance. He's looking at the report.
Show him the ordinance. He's not looking at the right.
No,
he's got it. Okay. And the words being, in other words, they have a list there of things, not like a list, but one thing after another about what means substantially underway. But Sam, somebody does all that stuff, then all of a sudden they're deemed substantially underway, but then 2-3 years go by, or how long goes by, or at the end of the 3-year period, when do you start to determine actively maintain? Because the one example I've used, and I don't need to share it with these others, but Lawrence picked up on it, he knows what I'm talking about. None of that stuff is working anymore.
Right? Well, the difficulty, just using that for a reference, they went before the commission, and the commission reviewed what they had done, and they found that they were substantially underway, but they should have kept going. And they basically stopped not long after they got that.
So they stopped again. So I'm just trying to say, who
take care of that problem?
Who determines
soil conservation?
Staff would have to.
For how long?
On a regular basis, you still have to verify that exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's the soil conservation takes care of it.
Well, that's a portion of it, not all of it, because they got it under relates to the stormwater and erosion sediment control.
They're always going back.
I know that. That's why I said that's.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they don't give us reports.
Yeah.
In other words, how does the county determine?
We ask for it, and they give it to us, and they give it to us on their own.
Okay, on this example, if nobody says a word, the county government will just go on, you know, as it sees fit, and here's this subdivision. It's not actively being maintained. When does the county discover that? How does it County Discover. Do we wait for some neighbor to call up and say, what the heck is going on here? Or,
George,
where do we, at the end of 3 year or some time period, does anybody ever?
I sit on the Soil and Water Board. They periodically.
That gives me a degree of great confidence.
Let me tell you something. Well, I know a little more about this thing than you might. They periodically go back and check these all the time. These people have almost nothing to do now. And I mean, they are literally checking this all the time.
Okay. Okay, what is it? Have you had any reports on this one we've been talking about?
No, I said it was established.
They're not doing anything, Sam.
Let me finish.
You want to do nothing?
It was established.
No, I'm trying to find out, how do you?
What are you saying, George, put more government in? You're trying to get more government? Is that what your problem is?
No. I'm just trying to find out. This is a great improvement, Sam, from what we've had in the past, because there's been the debate of what's what. What does this mean? And to one person it means something, and we finally got a definition. This is good. My only concern at the end here, where it says being actively maintained. Now then, somebody tell me so that we all are on the same page. What does that mean?
I'm telling you, they're actively being maintained. Every 2 or 3 years, they go around. They check these places, and that they have calls, they also do it. Soil conservation has nothing but
this one,
three or four inspectors all the time, checking nothing but frog ponds, mosquito ponds, or stormwater ponds, where you want to call it.
Okay, Sam, the one example I've just referred to Lawrence,
we don't need
never been notified. The county government has never been notified that there's been.
He don't need to be notified. Why should he get involved? He's got enough to do. Why is he?
Because our ordinance says they. Oh, Lord.
It does now. It didn't before.
Give me some duct tape. I got to wrap my head up.
George, it does now. It's proposed to be incorporated into there, so we have something that we can back us up with. Because if it's established that's substantial in a way, there isn't much we can do. But now we can, because it's got to be actively maintained.
Okay, is that for 2 months, for 3 months? I mean, are we going to have a problem with?
Periodic inspection.
I'm telling
now,
you, George, they're doing it. They're continually checking this all the time. In fact, I think they're doing too much.
I guess I'm with Mr. Wilson. I'm wondering, in this economic downturn, are we creating something that's going to impede a restart of this economy? Are we going to be null and void, making these conditional uses null and void at a time when we should be trying to find ways to encourage them?
Don't you think it being actively maintained, that means somebody would go to work fixing it up?
I'll tell you, we are.
But just leaving things idle, Vance, doesn't do a thing for economic development.
I'm trying to tell you, they are.
Paper subdivisions don't do a thing.
Yeah, and the grass is 5 feet tall.
Well, tell us how. I mean, tell me how.
I told you they got four inspectors.
You're talking about inspectors. I thought you were following up on Vance now.
They got four inspectors.
Okay.
Checking these things all the time.
Okay, we'll see how it works. That's fine.
We want to lap up more government.
If you're convinced we have a system in place, Lawrence, you think this will help, right?
It'll help a lot.
Because we've had problems. Everett, do you figure what we got here is?
This is a big improvement.
Oh, I understand
over
that.
What was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because this question has come up
very
repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question, if someone disputes what the office tells them concerning substantial completion, then they could come in here. And again, there was no definition that the council could act on.
But somebody will make an argument that we have been actively maintaining. They'll say, a year ago, we did this. Do we have anything to say what is actively maintained?
That's the obvious when you go on site.
Huh?
It'll be obvious when you go on site. If it's just been sitting dormant, you'll be able to tell.
Yeah. One of the things that we have now is at least there is something done, and there is a criteria that all of these things have to be done.
I'm agreeing.
So that gets across that first threshold. So then the second threshold is it being actively maintained? And I'm not sure that you can write an objective criteria for that. That you'd probably need to go out there to the inspectors and look at that.
But if somebody else wanted to come in and take over the project, it would bring new money into the county. I mean, if the first developer or whatnot really couldn't handle it, then we would be giving somebody new an opportunity, I think, by cutting off at some point anyway.
As long as it fell within that time frame that we already have.
Oh, the time frame we already have.
Yeah, it's still there. Time frame's still there.
Who will make the final call on this? Is that your job to?
That's one of my jobs.
That'll be to declare.
When we go out on site and find something that we feel inappropriate or it needs to be corrected or not substantial in the way, we've gone to the point of going before the commission and getting their opinion out and addressing the issues and telling them what what we found and let them make the decision on occasion, and that's what happened on the case George is referring to.
Waste of money.
At the time they asked several years ago, we had to establish, yes, they were substantial in a way. They had the pipes ready to be put in the ground. They had cut the grades on the road. They had dirt piled up, ready to do things. And they said, yeah, you're substantial in a way. And then they didn't do anything else.
Right.
That was pretty much it. A month later, they stopped.
Oh, it's been years. It's been years.
It's been a couple of years, yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say then, following up on all that, is it in here anywhere? Who makes that decision? Vance wrote it up. Commission. You said the director. He says, is that your job? And he said, it can be.
I like the commission, and I also like the owner to have the opportunity to address the commission. I think
we have.
I would like that.
Again, in that case, that's what happened. Basically.
Should that be in the ordinance? Let me ask you that, because right now it's unclear. Commission director who? Todd who? Who's going to make this decision? So, Everett, should we include in this?
Almost everything in the zoning ordinance refers to the director.
Yes.
The director has a right to go to the commission and ask for support or agreement.
Okay, so in other words, okay, I have no problem with it. So should we put in here, Everett? That wouldn't change anything. We would just say at the discretion of the, or at whatever, somehow.
Who decides?
The director.
Upon confirmation with planning and zoning.
Okay.
I have confidence in Lawrence, but
if it's a difficult one, he passes it on. But
right. Yeah, but if we get a new director in who is inexperienced, it could slip away from us. I think ensconcing in this ordinance, the planning and zoning's role would be.
I think there should be somebody, and I think it should be maybe Doug. Mike, do you have any?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine. Go back by the commission's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I agree with Lawrence that.
Always done the same way for everybody.
Right. The way the code is drafted now. The director has very broad powers, and when there's any questions, he can take any of these matters to the commission, and often does take things to the commission.
So if we don't include it in here, it's implied?
That through the director.
The actively maintained issue would be taken to the commission, that part?
No, it doesn't. No, what Everett is saying is first step will be the director.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The
okay.
director then makes the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in front of the commission if he so chooses, or he can make the decision himself.
I can make the decision.
Yeah.
If I so choose, I can go for support from
you
the
You can give administrative decision on
that. I don't have any problem. That's the way we're doing it now, Vance. Yes. And that's the way we've been doing it for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Do you have any problem? Do we have to change at this point?
I have a problem in the sense that Lawrence has been here for 40 years, and he's doing a great job. He has an understanding of the culture. He has a knowledge of the code. When he retires, we may have somebody that comes in and isn't as good as he. They won't be. And it would just be nice to have it in this ordinance that the Planning and Zoning Commission makes the final decision.
But you understand this is basically just to determine whether something's underway. It doesn't seem like it takes Einstein to figure this one out. But
I'd like to have the applicant the ability to come forth and maybe make a case to Planning and Zoning something's
but
not being
I'll made. Make him
but he has that power in the code now that there's an appeal provision on any director's decision.
Okay.
Am I correct,
right?
Lawrence?
I'm good.
If it relates to the zoning ordinance,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The appeal of any decision I make or my staff makes goes
okay.
to the board.
Is there consensus in leaving the way it is?
In the code now.
Yes.
And this would apply. This
oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we leave Vance, you okay?
I'm good.
All right, no more.
I get a lot of people have told me, just tell us what the rules are, and we'll go by that, but just let us know what they are.
I think you'll find on this that a lot of the people, developers too, will like the fact that it's finally defined as to what the rules are, because it's been very nebulous in the past.
Okay. All right, we'll give it a shot.
Okay. Any other questions to council? If not, then is there any member of the public that would like to be here and discuss this?
You're the public today.
Any member of the public? If not, Mr. President, the public hearing on this ordinance can be closed. And from discussions, Mr. Lank, I believe there would need to be an amendment first to change the misspelling. Is that correct?
Yes,
Mr.
Sir, it was internal was misspelled.
Was it infernal?
It was internal.
Oh.
In a turtle?
Left on the end.
Can you identify which line that was in, Mr. Lang?
It's the third underlined line. I just had it here a second ago.
Third under approval of condition, line 6.
Internal.
Is it number 6? Is that what
it is? Line 6, under approval of the condition of a conditional use.
Right.
Line 6 of that paragraph says roadways,
Right, so what you're talking about there?
Right. Ever, can't these, like a error like that just be made, just fixed? Does it have to have motions and all that stuff to fix that?
Well, we're getting ready to pass it now, so we might as well pass it correct. But yes, if it was already in a code, just fix it.
Right, okay. That's what I was gonna say, this seems. I'll make a motion, we amend the ordinance to correct the spelling of the word internal to internal.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any question on the amendment? Not, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And then if you'd like, I'll read the.
Read the short title.
An ordinance to amend chapter 115, section 115-174 of the Code of Sussex County to define when construction or use is substantially underway or abandoned for the purpose of determining the period of validity for a conditional use as amended.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
As amended.
As amended.
Action, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Well, my only question is that I'm not a planner, and I have full confidence in Mr. Lank, but he's been here a long time, 40 years, and I just hope at some point you do have a planner on staff, because I'm not one. And but I like this. I have confidence, and I think this is a big improvement, yes.
Cole.
Even though Mr. Lank's getting senile, I will still vote for this ordinance because I don't think I'll discriminate against age.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next ordinance is 115, Article 25, Section 115-194.1. Mr. Lank.
Yes, on May 31st, 2012, Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this ordinance amendment. The ordinance was summarized. It was actually a clerical amendment to correct an omission of the CR1 district from the other districts listed in this section of the code. If you look at the ordinance, you'll note that there's a listing of all of them, and we just, somehow we struck CR1 out of the list. It would be the same as in a C1 district. It's the same general principle of the ordinance, and all it does is give a front setback and a buffer setback. And the commission did on that occasion, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the ordinance amendment. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as presented, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Mr. Lank, I have one question. Seeing the summary on page 2, it refers to Article 20, Chapter 115, Article 20, Section 115. And on the ordinance itself, it is Article 25, and it is the Article 25, correct?
I don't see a 25.
At the very top, an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25.
Oh, I'm sorry.
XXV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's 194. I got rid of it. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. Room number 25.
25, okay. The ordinance is correct. The way it's
correct. Right, the ordinance was correct.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from council?
That was my typing, I'm sorry. Mm.
Maybe we should get somebody to help
Maybe
Mr. Lank.
Maybe
40 years.
Well, now.
If there are no questions from council, is there any member of the public that's here today that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public wishing to address this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, the public hearing can be closed. And if you desire, I can read the short title. An ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-194.1 to include reference to setbacks and buffers in the CR1 commercial residential district.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the last one is an ordinance to amend the Chapter 115, Section 218 of the code. And Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Again, on May 31st of 2012, the commission held a public hearing on this ordinance amendment. The ordinance was summarized and simply codified the current practice of applying time periods set forth in the subdivision code to RPCs, which are primarily governed by the zoning code. The basis of this practice is found in Section 115-123, which defers to the subdivision code for procedure, standards, and requirements which govern the subdivision of land for RPC developments and approval. Although this amendment refers to Section 99-9.B and 99-40.A for the applicable time periods, any extensions granted by Ordinance Number 2208 would remain in effect as that ordinance specifically extended the validity of RPC site plans. This application, what's happened is the ordinance wasn't specified. And we were doing a lot of taking back to the commission, getting them to say, yes, sir, your preliminary is running out on a certain time period, because it was reflected in another ordinance. And we wanted it to state in the code 115, the zoning ordinance, basically what it says in the subdivision regulations, so there wasn't any question. But there are two different things, even though the subdivision ordinance affects RPCs. So this basically clarifies it.
Okay.
In the discussion of the amendments, Mr. Ross suggested that the county could consider not sunsetting projects, but requiring that projects that have not established that they are substantial in a way will have to establish that they are compliant with current regulations and codes, and that it does not look like the economy will be coming back anytime soon. And no party present in support of or in opposition to the amendment. There was a motion second carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as presented, and that motion carried 5-0.
And that amendment was to?
There was no amendment.
Oh, okay.
Was there?
That's the amendment. Oh, yes, it is an ordinance amendment.
That's the amendment, yeah.
Mr. Ross said something. What does that have to do
with it? He was just stating that.
Yes.
He's.
He doesn't like sunsetting.
He doesn't like sunsetting.
Well, he doesn't represent 10,000 new people. I do.
Well, no, he's.
And they don't like it.
But that's. He was just looking
at all the number of time extensions that we just granted and that are still not getting much activity.
Okay.
Basically.
Well, actually, I agree with him. I know we know that.
What this does, it really explains that you've got a specified time period based on the zoning code, on the subdivision code, which the preliminary is good for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then final's good for 5. And if they don't do anything after you get final approval, it's sunset.
Money.
No question about it.
Get busy.
Before, it wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people still think that their RPC just goes on forever, even though they haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the intent of the code originally, and it's not the intent of this code. Just clarifies. And again, it's a half-clean ordinance. All these ordinances that we're presenting to you now and next week are the same.
How about those? Are they grandfathered in before we change this ordinance?
They're in the affected. All the ones, this affects the ones that already have been told that they have time extensions granted until January 1st of 2013 that we did in ordinance number 2208. The ordinance we adopted last June or last summer that granted extensions until January 1st of 13.
So it picks them up. But
they're picked up till 13 anyway.
Yeah, they're already. Right, so they're already
they don't do something by 13, they're going to be sunset.
So the others are already grandfathered. This doesn't affect them, right?
No, it doesn't affect them. They've all got time. Every one of the RPCs and every subdivision, conditional use, all have an established dead-end date. Mm-hmm. To say you've got to be substantial in a way by this date, or you have to get your final approval because your preliminary is only valid for a certain date.
When we have RPCs, Lawrence, and they come in and they show us those preliminary maps, they mean something. We're voting on those in an RPC.
The preliminary, it's a conceptual master plan.
Master plan, right.
It's the same as a preliminary for a subdivision.
Right.
They're showing you this is our intent. Council adopts conditions of approval, conditions are then placed on that, basically the same drawing.
Right, based on that drawing, right.
Can't be amended unless the commission authorizes.
Right, right.
And what happens on amendments is typically not a major change. They're changing the type of product that they're selling. So they may be doing singles, duplexes, and multifamily buildings. Then they may come back and want to change to get more singles because the market changes. Certain type model sells for a while and then it stops.
But that's important.
Then they come up with another design and basically create a different product.
That's the important thing to remember, that when we have a RPC, that what they're showing us means something. We just don't look at it as it's conceptual and they go out and you're going to change something. What we see here and we vote on goes then back to P&Z and they work with that.
No, and the one thing we found with the commission is that if you had 100 singles and 300 multi units, that you don't come back in and ask for 350 multis and 50 singles. They're not going to grant it. If you came in, because they're going to get that the minimum number of singles. If you wanted to change multis to singles, they typically will agree with it.
Because it's already a single family.
But it's already a single family development.
Right, it's already single family. It's the multi.
And that's by choice of the applicant. If they come in and just their market, their product changes, and the singles are selling better than the multi, they're going to. We've had quite a few come back in and reduce the number of multis.
That doesn't.
Sure.
That
they
doesn't,
add to their singles, but they don't get any more units. They still get the same number.
That doesn't take away any open space or anything like that.
It doesn't take any units either. So they get the number, they still get the maximum, but they can adjust their singles by being greater, but not their multis.
It would seem that the footprint would change enough that it could affect the total open space.
Some of them end up losing a couple of units
in
the multi.
Okay.
And they maintain their open space pretty well, too.
What they find out is the single-family home can ride out the ups and downs of the marketplace better than any other product. That's what most people want. That's what most people like. So that's the best thing to have out there right now in this down market. Not a multifamily, not a mobile home, not a whatever.
And I reference market. The market reference would be the townhouses may sell, the condominium apartment type design doesn't. So they do away with the apartment design and bring in townhouse design, side-by-side units. And it's a more attractive unit, and it's not people having to go upstairs to get to their unit. Because, again, we're in a retirement community of sorts on the beach, on the ocean side.
I can relate.
Or the resort side, and that's pretty what sells the best.
How does this RPC ordinance and the doing residential and a conditional use that doing residential, are they pretty much the same now? I mean, in the conditional...
The process is the same.
In the conditional use preliminary plan,
right.
That's has the same validity as a preliminary in this RPC now?
Yeah, when you get to, say, you got all multifamily project and they want to come in and convert because of the market, they're still only getting that number of units.
Right, right,
they don't
right.
gain anything.
But still, I mean, I'm just saying the process is pretty much the same with an RPC and a conditional use when it comes to
same
residential type of
basically.
Product.
Basically.
Okay.
And the restrictions, if the commission applies a restriction, the council needs to know that if the commission imposes a restriction and then the council adopts it, the commission can amend it, but not numbers. I mean, not as far as units, minor amendments.
Okay. Okay.
If the commission recommends conditions and then the council amends it, the commission cannot.
Mm-hmm. Like a berm versus a fence?
Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, then that's why you see about once or twice a year you get an application for an ordinance to amend the condition. That's why it comes to council, because you created that
mm-hmm.
ordinance amendment, not the commission. They didn't recommend it that way. So you get those once in a while because you do, like last week, you amended three little conditions that were amended by you. The commission can't change that.
But they can change theirs.
They can change the other.
They can change the conditions they impose.
They're all minor. They're nothing major.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Lang? If not, is there anyone here that would like to discuss any part of this ordinance? Anyone here that would like to discuss this matter? Seeing none, at this point, the public hearing is closed, and with your permission, Mr. President, I'll read the short title.
Please read it, sir.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 218 of the Code of Sussex County to clarify the validity of an RPC preliminary and final site plan.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Have a motion to adjourn, have a second. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We are adjourned.